And if you've just tuned in, a bit of breaking news tonight. In the past hour, the American House of Representatives, as we've been discussing, has narrowly passed a Republican plan to increase the nation's borrowing limit so the government can pay its bills and deal with the budget deficit. However, the legislation will now go to the Senate, where it's likely to be defeated. Deadlock ensues. So America risks defaulting on its debts if a deal is not reached by Tuesday. This is serious stuff, not just for the United States, but for the UK and the whole of the developed world. Let's get a word with Lynn Sweet, who's Washington Bureau Chief for the Chicago Sun-Times. Hello, Lynn.
And hello.
Yeah, just paint a little bit of a picture for us. Tell us exactly what has happened today.
I will, and actually I'm speaking to you from the capital of the United States, and I just saw the vote and have been here all day on this very dramatic, in some ways historic, days of Congress. What happened is that the Republican House Speaker had a vote basically to appease the conservative members of his party. I just checked with people in the Senate, which is controlled by Democrats. Our House is controlled by Republicans. And the Senate, sometime tonight, will be tabling that Republican bill. Then the next thing happens, which is the Senate takes a stab at working out a bipartisan deal.
And the end result is?
Well, the end result is this is some of the most highest level brinksmanship I've seen since I've been covering this Congress since the end of 1993. There is a sense on both sides of the aisle not to let August 2nd go without some kind of a deal. The vote in the House today is important, however, because the Speaker let his conservatives have their say, and it will let them go back to their constituents and say that they had at least put this matter before the Congress. Now it's back to the drawing board. There may be the outlines of some compromise, but still a lot of work to do ahead.
Edwina Curry, I think you've got a question on this.
Yes, I have. Hello. I used to be a government minister in the United Kingdom, and I feel for those who are trying to take these decisions. I'm a huge admirer of Obama, but do you think maybe he is kind of deliberately playing this brinkmanship, that maybe he needs to show the Republicans what happens when you default?
No, I don't think so, because that's too risky, and Obama is, if anything, risk adverse in his dealings with this issue. The Democrats have no reason to want to test the theory of what will, or the reality of what will happen if this deadline passes. There are some Republicans who are willing to let it pass. I talked to a conservative today, and I said, especially for a conservative who should be presumably more risk adverse, maybe you're right. Maybe August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th come and the markets don't react and our credit isn't downrated. But if something does happen that affects the pocketbooks of a lot of people, not only in the United States, but around the globe.
And Lynn, interesting, I don't know if you're aware, but China's state-controlled Xinhua news agency has said US politicians have kidnapped the rest of the world in a game of chicken by all this wrangling. And they're unhappy with the Republicans. They want a deal done, not least because so much of their reserves are held in US Treasury bonds.
Yes, but here's the point, though, and I think other sovereign nations know this. The United States is still the most solid nation around. If its rating is downgraded just because of this political stalemate, it doesn't mean that the fundamental economics aren't there. Maybe, just maybe, if we are downgraded from AAA to AA, that AA is the new AAA. The point is, everyone knows that the United States can pay its bills. This is not Portugal, Greece, or Ireland. It's just a matter that we do have a political deadlock that will, you know, that is messy right now, and the world has seen it. But I think for China to say what you just reported is perhaps misunderstanding the fact that the United States is still the standard of the world. And even if there is we missed the August 2nd deadline, it does not mean necessarily that we're still in the same league as other nations.
Okay.
But why risk? But having all said that, why take the risk? That's what a lot of Americans are asking right now.
Lynn Sweet, thank you. That's Lynn Sweet, the Washington Bureau Chief for the Chicago Sun-Times.